This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That him on line one.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Rihanna got the vibes going. We appreciate everybody watching us on the YouTube stream. We appreciate everybody watching us on Monumental Sports Network. And make sure you listen, whether it's in your car or via podcast or the app, wherever you are, we appreciate you. We're excited right now to go to Detroit, Motown, talk to Mr. Dan Miller, the voice of the Lions, Lions radio play-by-play and sports director for Fox 2 in Detroit. Dan, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're good, brother. How you been, man?
I'm good, B. Mitch. Always good, man. Good to hear your voice.
What kind of team is Detroit really this year?
You know, I think we're still figuring that out. I think it's potentially a really good team. They're coming off a game that we really hadn't seen them play very often since Dan Campbell turned things around here, one where they struggled on offense, defense, and special teams. You know, if you'd asked me that 3 weeks ago when they were number one in the league in scoring and the defense was taking the ball away with regularity and no issues on special teams, I'd have probably given you a more stable answer. But I still think this is a really talented team that's figuring some things out on the offensive line where they lost a big piece in Frank Ragnow, lost another piece in Kevin Zeitler, and that thing's got to come together. But defensively, they're doing some things better this year than they did last year. Special teams, they've usually been pretty consistent. I think that was a bit of an anomaly, but you know, you're 5-3, you're 8 games in, you got 9 games to go, the NFC's all bunched up, you're trying to chase down Green Bay, so you got some work to do. So I think there's definitely some urgency to get this thing consistently headed in the right direction.
Dan, how surprised were you for the Lions last week to come off the bye week, be at home? Granted, it's a division game, and those are always difficult, but to lose to the Vikes, that was a fairly shocking result.
You know, it just goes to kind of teach us again, and I think we all know this, and B. Mitch lived the life. You know, you think you know, and I really thought coming out of the bye, watching them at practice all week, talking to the guys, talking to the coaches, I thought they were going to come out and put on a game. I really did. And they came out and played one of their worst games. And it just, I can't tell you why it happened. I can tell you it has certainly, I think, brought some urgency to this team. And looking at it, I think they understand that so much of that was self-inflicted. You don't want to take away what the Vikings did. They took advantage of all the Lions' mistakes, and that's what you're supposed to do. But they just didn't play the type of football you have to play to win. And to your question, yeah, I was really surprised because we haven't seen them play like that. And I thought coming out of the bye, it was just, man, they were rested, they were ready, and I thought we would just see something much better than what we did.
Talking with Dan Miller here, sports director for Fox 2 in Detroit and the voice of the Lions radio play-by-play. Amon-Ra's having a monster season. Jared Goff is obviously playing at a high level. Offensively, the rest of the pieces, the guys you expect to make big plays. Jameson Williams, I know just because I have him in fantasy, it hasn't been kind of the year I was hoping for, or probably the year he was hoping for in what is likely going to be a contract extension kind of situation. Where is the Lions' pass game right now?
First of all, J-Mo, look, he... One of the big topics coming out of the bye, and you know, everybody does their self-scouting when they get the bye, and what do you want to do better, and what are you doing right? And one of the main things that was discussed was they needed to get him more involved. And you're right, it had been about a month where he had not been a big part of that offense, and they had not gotten the ball in his hands. And they did against Minnesota, and he had the long touchdown at the end of the game, and they gave him more opportunities than he had seen recently. So, I do think they'll be working him back in, and it's just a guy that you need to get the ball in his hands somewhere, because if he makes one guy miss, there's not many guys in this league that are going to catch him. So I think that'll right itself. I don't think there's anything more going on there. I actually talked with him yesterday. He's in a great place. I mean, he's matured so much. He is such a different person than the one that walked in the door when he was drafted. He's just, easy guy to root for, and just a guy that when you sit down with him, he's just got a positive energy about him that is really refreshing. So I think that's a good thing. You know, Laporta did some really good things in that game last week. The thing that's not clicking like it has in the past is the running game. It's not been consistent. And this team goes quite often as Gibbs and as Montgomery go, and more specifically, as that offensive line has gone. That offensive line has been the engine of everything they've done for the last 4 or 5 years. But, you know, you're missing Frank Ragnow, who retired. That's one of the best centers in the league. You got everybody in the right spot. And then he was a heck of a player when the ball was snapped. And Kevin Zeitler, as I think I mentioned a moment ago, left during the offseason as a free agent. So they've got some young guys in there, and Graham Glasgow at center, who's in his mid-30s now and is not what Ragnow was. So they got to see if they can get that running game going, because that really keys everything they do. Jared is one of, by numbers, the best play-action passers in this league. But if you're not running it consistently, that's not going to be anywhere near as effective. So I think that's kind of been the missing piece. Now, look, they're the second highest scoring team in the league, so there's still a lot of good things happening. Right. But the standard is really high for them, and the consistency hasn't been there.
What is it? You have the luxury. You have a power back and a guy that can run with the wind. But it seems like even with Ben Johnson last year in the NFC Championship game, the coordinators get to a point where they'll run Gibbs, he's killing it, and then they just stop running him. Are they confused as to where we don't want Montgomery to get upset or something?
No, I do think that they try to figure out a way to get them both involved. And I do think they try to figure out, because, look, David's done some really good things for this team, and they're different types of backs. And I think they like the way that shows the defense different things. And I also don't think that they look at Jameer as a 20 to 25 touch a game guy. I don't think they want to put that on him. And I think they love the ability to split the backs and split the workload that they've had. And it has worked. I mean, you look at what they did, you know, in terms of numbers last year and the touchdowns those guys put up and the yardage they put up and the consistency they've had. But it's just right now it's kind of glaring because it's not working as well. And look, in that playoff game last year against Washington, they did kind of abandon the running game. And that was a big source of conversation here in Detroit, that they got away from what had made them successful. And believe me, that thing blew up into Ben Johnson was already out the door to Chicago and didn't care what he was calling, and none of which I believe. But it wasn't their best day for sure. They turned the ball over, and the defense was already on fumes at that point in the season. So, you know, it's a delicate balance, Brian, that they're trying to figure out right now, where it's been much more fluid in the past. It's just not quite there right now, and they're trying to find it.
So, Dan, you brought up last year, and I got to ask, like, how much will that be on these guys, on the Lions' mind this game, knowing that Washington knocked them out of what a lot of people thought was going to be a Super Bowl run?
Yeah, I think it's there, but honestly, that game last week, guys, was jarring. It really was. It was one that I think hit this team hard. And I think that's much more on their mind than anything that happened last year. And they got to get right yeah. now and not worry about, you know, what happened last January. I mean, look, that was a blow. There's no doubt about it. And you know, we could do the reasons for that. And I think if you look back at last year, they were, as you guys can understand, decimated by injuries last year. Best two defensive yeah. linemen, you know, your best cornerback. You know, you're missing six or seven guys from your starting defense from the opening week. So, and if you look from the Buffalo game on, like the last six, seven games of last season, they were giving up over 30 points a game. I mean, that defense was just plugging guys in and just didn't have much left. And honestly, you saw that against Washington. They just could not stop Daniels and what they were doing. They just didn't have the bodies left to do it. So, you know, it's a long way of saying last year stung, but I don't think it's too hard to figure out what happened. Washington was playing their best football. Detroit wasn't. And Washington went and won that game, and Detroit couldn't match what they were doing. But right here, right now, I'll just tell you, JP, I think this team coming off last week's game understands they have to deal with what's going on right here and right now. And I can't stress enough, I think that game was shocking to the coaching staff, to the players, because it's a game they just haven't played in a while, and they need to be significantly better than that to have any chance to get back to those dreams that they had last year and making them happen this year.
They have some injuries on their O-line right now, I think, as well. What is it that, I mean, every year it seemed like a lot of injuries, but they still play well throughout. But when you lose your starters, it's hard to run the tables and beat teams that have a lot of starters.
Yeah, and Brian, that they won 15 games last year with the number of guys that they lost. I mean, there was a point, we were in the last quarter of the season, where there was not one guy left from the opening week too deep on their defensive line. They were all gone.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And they were trying to piece that thing together, and that they won 15 games. And you know, look, they had that week 18 game against Minnesota. A lot of people look at that and say, man, they held Minnesota to 9 points. Defense was cooking. It was 31-9, and they did some good things. But that game was in equal parts Sam Darnold being terrible.
Yeah.
And if Darnold – I still think they win the game, but it looks a lot different if Darnold hits a couple open receivers that he just flat missed. But offensive line right now, look, first and foremost, you lost one of the best centers in the league when Frank Ragnow retired. He just had a bunch of injuries that caught up to him. And that's the guy that was in the middle, getting everybody in the right position. Relationship with Jared Goff. Jared trusted the protections. He knew the line calls to make. So you're dealing with that. And then you've got a rookie at one guard, and you got essentially a rookie at the other guard who didn't play much last year, started a couple games towards the end because of injuries. So you're working those guys in. Taylor Decker's been in and out of the lineup dealing with shoulder and knee injuries. Hasn't practiced a lot this year. And then Penei Sewell, you know, he's usually the rock. He got nicked up a little bit in this past game. I expect Sewell to play. I expect Decker to play. You will have Coyote Awosika in there at guard, we assume, for Christian Mahogany, who's down. So they should have the bodies on that offensive line. It is just finding the cohesion week to week that has been difficult for them to do this year.
Talking with Dan Miller, the voice of the Lions. Also, watch him in Detroit on Fox Sports 2. You can give him a follow at Dan Miller Fox 2. Dan, I'm curious. I don't know that I've ever interacted with Jared Goff. I don't believe I have. I'm trying to think about it. But, you know, I've watched him on the Netflix documentaries, and he does enough interviews and stuff. He seems like a super likable guy. What is Goff like? Because I think he's a damn good player.
Yeah, I mean, awesome player. You respect what he has been through, because when he got here, everybody thought he was done. Everybody thought he was a throw-in in the trade. Everybody thought he was a placeholder until the Lions drafted a quarterback. And basically the thinking was when they got the two number ones from LA, that the second one was just to take Goff's contract. But he had people in this organization that believed in him. And it was Brad Holmes, who was part of the Rams when they drafted him. But it was Ray Agnew, who was part of the Rams when they drafted him. And they believed that if they surrounded him with the right guys, that he could be the quarterback. And that's been the case here. And he's been outstanding. He's been one of the best quarterbacks in this league consistently for the last 3 years. And what you saw is exactly who he is, guys. He's not a somebody that seeks the limelight. He's not one of those quarterbacks that's out there, you know, looking to get a bunch of publicity. He's a really smart guy, dry sense of humor, fun to talk to, and a guy that this team follows, rallies around, because they know he will just get blistered out there. Not the most mobile guy in the world. He's susceptible to quite a few hits, and he'll get up, dust himself off, and just keep going. So he has become very much a fan favorite here in Detroit. The players love him. And like you said, he's a good dude. And he's an easy guy to root for. And his story of, you know, coming back from what a lot of people thought was the end of his career when he got dumped by L.A. and rising to the levels that he is now has been a really cool thing to watch.
You know, they did him a favor because he's been balling since he's been there.
Yeah, and they've built this thing well around him. They've given him exactly what he needs to work with. And it is a trade that I think worked out. Obviously, L.A. went and won a Super Bowl with Stafford. I think it's a trade that has worked out for both sides because it was over with Stafford here. And that's not anything against Matthew, who gave this organization everything they had. And frankly, they did not build a team around Matthew Stafford anywhere to the level that they have built it around Jared Goff. And, you know, that's a different regime, multiple regimes that are now gone. But it was just time for Matthew to move on, and it was time for the franchise to move on. And it's really worked out well for both sides.
Dan, I'm curious, what for like Lions fans excited about this game, what is the level of, I don't know, how much less excited are folks now that it won't be Jaden out there?
I don't think you can worry about it. But look, I can't stress enough how badly this team needs to win. They just played a quarterback in J.J. McCarthy, who was starting his third game. And they made life way too easy on him. Gave him three possessions plus territory that resulted in 17 of their 27 points. Look, does it matter that it's not Jaden Daniels? Of course. He's one of the most electric players in the NFL. And we saw last year the way he can tear a team up. But you can't disrespect the guy that's stepping in there. I mean, look, Mariota has played a lot of snaps, started a lot of games, won playoff games. He knows what it is to be in this league. They understand the damage he can do with his legs. And they can't take anybody lightly right now. I mean, it just, they didn't come out ready to play last week, so you can't really care who's lined up across from you this week. You got to be ready to go and give it your effort. But, it changes the complexion of the game a little bit, but it's due because you need to go out and handle your business, regardless if it's Jaden or if it's Marcus or whoever it is out there, whether it's, you know, McLaurin or whoever it is. You got to be ready because they're coming at you. This is a desperate Washington team that's obviously in a miserable spot right now, and you're going to get the best they've got.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, they are certainly miserable. Dan, we're excited to see you on Sunday, and I just got a text from Malcolm Blacken, who you must know.
I do, yeah.
We love Malcolm. Malcolm must be listening because he just texted me. He said, man, tell Dan Miller what's up. That's a great dude.
I appreciate that. Malcolm and I used to do curls together. Maybe he would do them, and I'd
He
watch.
Was curling you.
Right? Yeah. No, that's
Malcolm
obviously
does curls with Cadillacs.
Yeah, that's a big dude, man, and a really good dude. And we've had, you know, a lot of connections, obviously, and you got them now from guys that were in Detroit that are now from Lance and Brendan Sosna and guys that are in Washington that were in Detroit. So a lot of friends there, and look forward to making the trip.
Yeah, man, we're looking forward to seeing you. How do you think this NFC North shakes out? I mean, you got Green Bay at 5-2-1, the Lions at 5-3, the Bears at 5-3. I mean, some good football being played up there.
I think there's going to be a lot of attrition the rest of the way. I think there's going to be a lot. Look, I think you could easily see somebody's going to lose 5-6 games and win this division. I mean, the Lions won 15 last year, and they could, you know, as Dan Campbell said today, be a better team at the end of the year this year and not have nearly that many wins. So, look, you need to get a win in Washington on Sunday, and then Minnesota's got the Ravens, which is going to be a tough game for them. Green Bay's got Monday night against Philadelphia. It's going to be a tough game for them. It's going to be a gauntlet the rest of the way.
Yeah.
And I don't know how it's going to turn out, but I do know this. There's going to be some losses along the way for all these teams, but somebody's just going to find a way to get a little bit hot and get an edge towards the end of the year. But it's going to be really tight. It's a tough division right now.
Yep. We're looking forward to it. I don't know if you've seen this, Dan, but apparently President Trump will be at the game on Sunday. So give yourself extra time. That security's no joke.
I'm coming on the team bus.
You'll be good.
You'll be good. You'll get in.
We got a game plan.
You'll get in early.
I think you guys will be all right. Thank you for the time, Dan. We'll see you Sunday. Thanks, dude.
I appreciate it, guys. Always good. Thanks.
All right, Dan. Take care, brother.
All right.
You too.
Dan Miller, voice of the Lions. You can give him a follow at Dan Miller Fox 2.
That's a Doc's boy, man.
Really, really good dude.
Should have had Dan tell a Doc story. They traveled a lot together.
Oh boy.
Might be interesting, dogs.
Let's talk about what it's going to mean to have the president there. Not from a political standpoint, from a logistical standpoint. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Jeff, could you play this song in the club? People get hyped.
He could play it in when we go to Spain.
Yeah, not in the club. They'll look at me like, hey, bro, what?
Tell them, Jeff, that's the new stuff. International.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Whether you're watching on Monumental or YouTube or just listening, we appreciate you. We just got news. I had heard this might happen. So weirdly, I had heard earlier in the week that Trump was going to come to the game, but that he wanted to hang out with Tom Brady at the game. And so then when Tom Brady and Burkhart got switched to work the Niners-Rams game, there was some question if Trump was still going to come. Mm. Now, we're hearing Trump is coming. Pat McAfee broke the news. And I just saw on Twitter from somebody. Who was it?
I should have told you yesterday. I knew yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I had heard it, I guess, Tuesday. But then I thought when Brady wasn't there, maybe he wasn't going to come. So this dude, Clay Travis, is like used to be a football guy, now is like a politics guy. He says, White House source tells me President Trump will be at the Lions-Washington game on Sunday. He will sit in the owner's box with Washington owner Josh Harris. The halftime celebration will honor military veterans, and President Trump wanted to be there to see it. So I guess there's a halftime military situation. Removing the politics from it, right? Like, we have the governor on. We don't talk politics with him. We're not going to get into the politics of Donald Trump. However, from a straight-up logistical standpoint, if you, I would expect this to add some chaos to Sunday's game.
Yeah.
I recommend getting there early. And
very early.
And being prepared for delays. Don't you think?
Yeah.
I don't know. I legit don't know how you. I mean, presidents go to ball games, right? Like, it's not that crazy. I mean, he was at the Super Bowl, I think, last year. And that security is already nuts for the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Just on a straight up personal level. So where the press box is on the same floor as the owner's suite.
Yeah.
I think
it might throw a monkey wrench in some people's plans up there.
Well, dude, arguably, from my working standpoint, the best part about Northwest Stadium is that it's easy to get downstairs because you can just take the stairs. All these other, the newer stadiums, you're reliant on elevators because the press boxes are super high up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing at the new RFK, the press box will be super high up and we'll be reliant on elevators. And I've told everyone I know in ownership to build a lot more elevators than you think. Elevators are the biggest issue at every NFL stadium, even something like SoFi that's brand new.
Yeah.
Elevators, elevators, elevators. Anyway, if Trump stays for the whole game, and who knows if he will or what the schedule allows, I very much fear getting downstairs because you got to go across that little walkway that's right by Harris's suite.
Yeah. Well, you can go out that back way and go down those stairs.
Yeah, back by the kitchen. And
yeah.
But
That was my quick spot all the time.
I do that all the time. But I imagine with the president there, there's going to be some fellas with earpieces shutting down the back way.
Well, that'd be the... He's not going that way. So they shouldn't even be concerned about that way.
Maybe they're concerned about who could come
up. If they can start from where the entrance into the press box is, can't nobody get that way.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, if I had to guess, there's probably half the people are excited about it.
You know what I'm happy about, Jay? I don't go to the press box.
Where you been watching the games?
I've watched the game at everybody's suite, not in the press box.
Maybe I'll have to invade a suite this week. Maybe it's a suite week for me.
Yeah.
Got
to always have a backup plan, homie.
Be looking around the NFL this weekend. There's some really good games. What is kind of your gut on some of the non-Commanders games? I mean, Falcons-Colts. Colts had their first kind of bad game of the season against Pittsburgh. Atlanta should have gone to overtime against New England. Kicker missed an extra point.
Well, you mentioned that the Rams have issues with the 49ers. That game right there, I'm looking at that. They can't afford to lose to the 49ers. At this point, the 49ers are hampered, and they're not.
I haven't looked. What do you think the spread is in that game?
Where is it at?
L.A.
L.A.?
But it'll be all Niners.
It's probably.
No, I'm sorry. It's in San Fran.
San Fran, so I'm going to probably say 3.5, 4.
Rams are favored in San Francisco by 4.5.
Close, brother.
Yeah. That's an interesting game. I think all like the high profile games, Steelers Chargers is a good game. Eagles Packers Monday night's going to be a really good game. What are the
Which Packers team you think shows up?
That's my only knock on LaFleur, dude, is when everybody talks about the Shanahan coaching tree from back here in Washington, McVay and Kyle Shanahan have established a stand. You very rarely get clunkers from those teams. Occasionally you get them, but this Packers with Matt LaFleur far more clunker prone than LA or San Fran. Mm-hmm. Far more clunker prone. And that's what that was last week. I mean, I think you could argue the Packers have the most talent on their roster, 1 to 53 of any team in the NFL. Maybe some of that's on Jordan Love, because when they tend to have bad games, it tends to be he has had a bad game.
Yeah, but they went out there and they invested a lot into that defensive side of the football. They got to stop people from scoring.
Let me throw a scenario out there for you. Tampa's hosting New England. New England's good. That's a good football team. Now, if Tampa wins, they get to 7-2. Cool. Mm-hmm. If Tampa loses, the Panthers are hosting the Saints. Saints are god-awful. They're starting that rookie quarterback who's like 29 years old.
Tyler Shook.
Cody Shook. Panthers are 5.5-point favorites at home in Charlotte.
Right.
Carolina wins that thing and the Bucs lose. They'll be tied.
And we never thought that at the beginning of the season.
No way.
Did not think that whatsoever.
What do you make of that Panthers team, dude? Nobody's talking about
them. Yeah, nobody's talking about them because you got to realize they have a new coach around and they've changed the way that they play and the mindset. And they also had some time. They've been bad for a while. So they got a lot of talent on their football team. And somebody has come in and he's now rallied the troops and he's getting them to play together.
I like Canales. I think he's the real deal. Now, Carolina can't go out and mess around and lose to New Orleans either.
They can't. But you know what? That's a division game. You never know.
Sure. Terrible game for you, B.
Which one is that?
Ready for this? How much of Jets-Browns will you watch?
Probably about all of nothing. If something pops up on the red zone, I might see it.
How much of the 1-7 Jets against the 2-6 Browns do you think will even be on red zone?
They'll have a highlight. They don't care where the highlights come from on red zone.
Right.
They just put highlights. If somebody has a big touchdown or a big turnover, they'll put it on there.
Couple of big spreads this week. Obviously, you know, Washington's a big dog. That's at 8 right now. The Seahawks are a touchdown favorite over the Cardinals. Biggest spread, though, is Buffalo going to Miami. Dolphins are getting 9.5 points at home.
Mm.
Is there a number that would make you take Miami?
No. Not against Buffalo. But then again,
division
stranger
game.
Things have happened.
Division game, and the Dolphins generally play Buffalo tight. White Brian, what are the big college games? Is Texas Tech BYU the big game this week?
It's not a great slate for college football.
I know game day is in Lubbock, right?
Yes.
What's the big SEC game? Bama LSU?
Yeah.
Yeah, but even then LSU just fired Kelly. They're kind of dead.
Yeah, they might play much better now.
Yeah, they could respond. What is that line, Bama LSU? Bama by 9.5?
Unless you better come out to play.
Who do your boys have? Vandy? Auburn about to get worked by Vanderbilt in Nashville.
Man. I kind of like the interim coach bump. I think they're going to...
You don't like it for LSU, though.
Yeah, not as much.
He's a hater.
Texas A&M going on the road to play Missouri. That's kind of a good game. Miami has just fallen apart. The ACC... Is the college football playoff still set up that a...
Somebody
from every conference gets in?
Yeah, it's just they don't get a bye anymore.
Who would be the ACC representative if the season stopped today?
Virginia.
UVA?
Yeah, it's UVA and Georgia Tech right now, but Georgia Tech
Come
just
on,
had a terrible
All the aunties
loss.
And the French quarters, put that voodoo on Alabama.
No.
Todd and Greg texted me and Roll Tide.
I texted you Roll Tide, too.
Yeah, I'm probably going to put that voodoo on y'all, too. Y'all lose this weekend. Don't come looking for me.
Big matchup in New Jersey this weekend, B. Maryland Rutgers.
Yeah, that's the game of the week.
I'm surprised game day didn't go to Piscataway.
I saw somebody when I was riding the Peloton this morning from Piscataway.
Yo, sneaky good game. Oregon going to Iowa. Iowa's a tough place to play. The Hawkeyes are 6-2.
Yeah.
I'm sure
Oregon. How good is Oregon this year?
I think they're still pretty damn good.
The way that Indiana just handled them, they didn't look very good to me.
Remember when this would be a big game? Florida State going to Clemson? That is not a big game.
Clemson has fallen off.
UVA's got Wake. I feel like that might be a little letdown spot. Dude, you want to hear the ACC game of the week, B?
What's that?
Cal versus Louisville. Somewhere Dean Smith rolls over in his grave. How the hell is that an ACC game?
Prayers to Louisville. Wasn't that where that damn pot that plane was?
Yeah. That's terrible.
That was scary.
Navy, Notre Dame. I'm taking the points. I'm getting almost 4 touchdowns in South Bend. Give me the points.
Yeah,
it is not a great slate of college football. It's a good thing it's a great slate of NFL football. Nobody go anywhere. We got to make some bets. Wrap up the week.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Gather around.
White Brian, what do you got, buddy?
So everybody lost last night except for Jeff, which makes it a two-way tie between JP and Jeff for the week. But Jeff told me he won because he's cooler.
Who did Jeff take last night?
I was 3-1. Jeff wasn't 3-1.
He don't know how to do. Who did Jeff take last night?
I was actually 2-1, and I won last night. That's how I got 3-1.
Jeff had the Raiders.
The Raiders.
Damn. So I took the Raiders in real life, but I took App State. App State got smoked from the opening kickoff, man.
They are no longer like they used to be.
My Mountaineers did not get it done.
They falling off.
Last night was not great. It was not great, dude.
I'll start thinking you're the cooler.
I don't think I was 3-0 going into last night. Maybe you're the cooler.
Man, nobody want to hear that, man.
What do you got going on this weekend, B? Obviously, we got the game Sunday.
I'm going to be working this weekend. I'm at the other game.
Are you going to the Spirit game tomorrow?
What time is it?
High noon in the District
at of Columbia. Noon? I may do it. I got a bike ride in the morning. So I may hit the Spirit thing after that. Then I got to go to Baltimore. Well, if this team makes it to the finals, I'll go tomorrow as well.
I go today and tomorrow.
You got a busy week.
Yeah, man. I got to stay busy, man. I don't like to just sit around doing nothing. So I get in trouble.
You never are doing nothing. You are an on-the-move kind of fella.
When you got energy, Jay, you got to burn it, baby.
White Brian, you got any locks this weekend?
What difference does it make? He bets a penny.
Yeah, but I could put more on him.
Okay.
Give me a lock, White Brian.
Auburn plus 6.5.
That's not a lock. That, Auburn
you
sucks.
You talking about Auburn is not a lock.
Auburn sucks.
Damn, B's just going hard at him. Auburn sucks.
You know it's the truth. And he only told you Auburn because that's his team. See, he bets with his heart. That's why he don't make no money. That's why he don't. I think that's why he doesn't bet a lot.
We have a statement from Commanders team president Mark Klaus on Trump's attendance Sunday against Detroit. We are honored to welcome President Trump to the game as we celebrate those who have served and continue to serve our country. The entire Commanders organization is proud to participate in the NFL's league-wide Salute to Service initiative, recognizing the dedication and sacrifice of our nation's veterans, active duty service members, and their families this Sunday. There you go.
Okay.
Give yourself time, people. It's going to take some time.
Yeah.
All right. Give me score predictions Sunday. Commanders, Lions, Jeffrey.
You want my fandom thought or my true thought?
Both.
If we come out there clicking, we smoking the Lions 28-21. If we come out there like the last 3 weeks, we might get smoked 31-7.
Damn.
White Brian?
45-23, Lions.
45 is a ton of points in an NFL game. This isn't the SEC where nobody.
I'm going with the young boat. 30-14, Commanders. Declan.
Deck says it's going to be
30-14.
Vegas has the total in this thing set at 49.5.
I think it'd be lower than that.
I think it's going to be. I think Washington loses. I think this game has a similar feel to the Kansas City game where it was one sided. But not necessarily reflective in the scoreboard.
Mm-hmm.
I think like 24-10, Detroit. But I do think Washington has a chance in this thing. Like if I had to, I will probably not wager on this game. But if I was going to, I'd be taking the points all day. You can't give me more than a touchdown with an NFL team at home.
That's what most people would tell you. That was the gambling analysts say.
B, how about this? I missed this earlier. I guess the Jaguars are rebuilding their stadium. So next year.
What, are they building another city?
No.
Oh.
But Jacksonville is going to play in Orlando for a full season.
Look at that smile.
That's a happy boy.
In Orlando.
So they had said.
Is that like an hour or something away?
I think it's longer than that. They said
hour plus.
They said they were going to play in Gainesville at first and just work out the schedule.
So what stadium
are
they playing in?
They have a bowl game down there. I want to say it's the Camping World Bowl. Is it in Orlando?
We were in that bowl 1 year. I was in Orlando for that game.
Who'd you got to play who?
We played some team. I can't remember it, but it was like kind of out in a little weird area.
I saw a World Cup game in the Orlando Stadium. Oh, we got to go.
We got to go, Jay. What
Grant
you doing?
Grant and Danny coming. Bye. Jeff forgot to tell me. Grant and Danny coming your way next. They're at the Shar Bar in Reston. If you made it this far, I owe you a beer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.